Yeah, that'll work.
You know how to turn your mic on over there?
I do.
Hey, it is.
I know.
All right, everybody's everything. Isn't that what they say?
Everything's everything.
Everything's everything.
It is what it is.
I'm not going to be able to get through this. I plainly remember realizing, oh, that's like cemetery. Okay.
I blew my family's mind last week when I told them. I said, "Do you get it?" And they were like, "Yeah, we get it. That he's scary." And I was like, "No. His name, Sammy Terry. Cemetery. Oh, a collective. Yeah.
Your whole family.
Yeah. Oh, everybody.
Every darn one of them.
Mm-hmm.
All right, it's rolling.
Are we ready?
Yep.
Let's do this.
We're getting pretty good at this. Small in the morning in the back of the Beamer. Now, mama, what's up? I know that you're welcome to the when it comes to this. Off the air podcast. Give me a kiss. I got a castle in Paris, got a crib in the city. I'm one of the hosts, Chick. Nice. That's the other host, and Jess. And you liked it like that. To be so big and to be so fast.
Hi. Turn down just a tick. There you go.
If it's too loud, you're too old. Yeah. So fast,
big blast bouncing up on the sink. I wish you was here, but I can't be sure.
Welcome back. Please tell everybody. And it's another episode of the Off the Air podcast with a very special seasonal guest. Ain't got no dough, all got my body. It is the one, the only, very important to Central Indiana, and I grew up in Central Ohio, actually, and the television station we're talking about, I saw that in my home, way over there, Channel 4.
Mm-hmm.
It was, WTTV 4 in Indianapolis.
Right.
The late night movie host on Friday nights was Sammy Terry. What night was it? Was it not?
No, I'm shaking my. The fear is coming back right now as we discuss it.
But Sammy, because Halloween's right around the corner.
Well, you know, this is how I was introduced. It wasn't a good introduction. It was just because I was very little, and my mom would say, "Quick, come here," and I'd come in there.
And what time of night was it? Oh, like
yeah, it was an evening.
The show was on.
Yeah, it was the evening, and I would we'd come. Just flying around the corner, like, you know, she'd say it like she just made a cake or something, which that's not gonna happen.
Right.
And I would just come around the corner, and there was Sammy Terry's face on the screen. And we would scream, and we would run back into the closet or wherever we were to hide. And yeah, and pull the pillow over your face when you saw his face. And then just.
Are you okay with him sitting right here right now?
Yeah, I was.
5, 6, 7, 8, 10. How old were you?
Yeah, well, what year? Let's start there. I know that it was probably before I was born. I know it was.
Sammy is here, yes.
See? And my mom would try to recreate that. Awful.
Well, Jess, you might realize that being this close to you, you are closer than you've ever been.
I can't even look up. Like, I feel uncomfortable.
Harold is your friend.
Oh, my God.
He's your friend.
I did not expect that. That is, oh my gosh. Mm-mm.
Your eyes are watery.
They are.
Your skin is turning clammy and cold, and I can even see the hairs on the back of your neck standing up.
Very scary.
You're either scared or you've got to go to the bathroom.
No, I'm very scared.
Either way.
Scared.
This is obviously Sammy Terry, the scary movie host, for lack of a better term, here in Central Indiana and in the Midwest.
TV personality.
TV personality, unbelievable.
Yeah.
And here you are, Sammy. Thanks for joining us for the Halloween season. We appreciate this.
Well, it's my pleasure being here with you, Chick, and you, Jess.
Thank you.
It's always a wonderful thing. Right before I go to sleep, I'm able to hear your voice in the morning.
Oh, that's right. You have to get indoors because it's going to be daylight out soon. Oh,
the sunlight's not good for my complexion.
Now, did I tell you about this? There is a documentary out there, and I don't know if you're aware of this, Sammy. I don't know if you watch Well, maybe you'd watch it during the...
I have heard of television. I'm not quite sure what it is.
This documentary is about... I keep wanting to say scary movie host, but I don't know...
Horror host.
From all across the country. There was a Dr. Creep in Dayton. There was a Goulardi in Cleveland. Elvira, of course, in Los Angeles, and
that's how she got her start.
Well, she was part of the Groundlings, actually, with Will Ferrell and all those guys.
I didn't know that. Okay.
I'm not sure if she was there earlier than, but yeah, there's several different interesting movie hosts all across the country. So Sammy, when did Sammy Terry 1 start? Or because this is the new incarnation of Sammy Terry that's coming back. Maybe we should cover that.
Yeah. It's up to you.
I took my first job in 1958 working for WTTV and Channel 4 here in Indianapolis area.
Wow.
And very soon thereafter, Hollywood released the very first film package of the classic horror movies, which are known now as the Universal Package. Back then, it was called the Shock Movie Package, and it had all of the classic Sammy Terry favorites such as Dracula and the Mummy and Frankenstein and the Werewolf and the Creature from the Black Lagoon. When they first introduced, WTTV Channel 4 was a small independent station. It didn't have the national affiliation that so many of the other television stations had.
Mm-hmm.
So when the Shock Movie Package came out, they were happy to be able to bid, and they got it. And at that time, there was a young man. He was a salesperson in the engineering department, as well as swept floors and sold things for WTTV, as most people did in early broadcasting, named Bob Carter.
Right.
He went out to try to sell on-air commercials for trying to be able to market this new horror movie package. Well, he went to one very schlock furniture store called Discount Furniture.
I thought the name of it was going to be Schlock Furniture.
No.
The freak that owned this was a big horror movie fan, and he wanted to buy a half sponsorship in the show.
Mm-hmm.
So in those days, a half sponsorship was enough money to put it on the air. So in about a matter of 2 months, Robert Carter was given the task of putting together the show. And being the time was so compressed and the amount of employees were so small, they said that if you were going to sell and make your commission off of this new horror show, you're going to have to produce it and direct it. And if you can't find anybody else, you'll have to do the show yourself.
Wow.
So in a very short period of time, Robert Carter created me, Sammy Terry, in 1962.
Wow.
Oh, my goodness. 1962.
And, of course, all of our commercials were live back then.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
videotape hadn't been created.
The Sammy Terry then, did he do the commercials on the show? Or?
Exactly.
Really? Like a live...
Overnight. All night.
So would he say, let the record show while Sammy's telling us this story. Jess is, many of you have become familiar with her nervously playing with her headphone cord, but she's staring down at the table.
I did not expect this.
You are really not that comfortable
I'm not. It's not even, like, obviously I can look at him, but it's when I hear the voice and that thing, it just, yeah. Okay, it's not bad. It's a little bit. I don't know. You know, nostalgic, right? I'm sure that's the feeling that most people have.
Sure.
But yeah, I don't know. It's
Do you
more...
think you go right back to that place of being a little kid and watching it a little bit?
You mean my mom being mean to me? Yeah. But you know what? I can't say anything because I
always mean.
No,
right?
But she liked to scare us, and I like to scare my kids. I still hide behind the shower curtain when I know they're getting ready to. You know, walk in the bathroom, jump out at them, scare.
Is that before you towel off or after you towel off? You freak.
All right. This is going to be that kind of show. All right. Sammy Terry.
No, but my mom always did like to scare us. And, I mean, obviously she grew up listening or watching Sammy Terry also. And I would guess my dad did, too. He was born in 60. So, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
I guess I didn't realize that Sammy, the... the beginning of Sammy Terry was in 1962.
1962
was when we first started the broadcast, and that was a weekly show. Mm-hmm. Now, back then, many times we were 4 or 6 hours, depending on the type of shows that we had to show. And, of course, the furniture store was very happy just to continue commercializing all those hours.
So would there be 2 movies on every episode for 4 or 6 hours? Or oh, okay.
Most of the shows, we had 2 shows on, many times 1. And then when Channel 4 eventually got the IU basketball and IU football contracts,
Sammy couldn't host those.
Exactly. I was preempted. And as most people remember, many times I was moved from Friday night to Saturday night and vice versa.
Right.
So I was twisted around as much as Jess's wire there.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, so this is this will be when I introduce my kids to Sammy Terry. This is third generation Sammy Terry fans here.
One of my greatest joys when I go out and I do my live stage shows, which I was just in Hope, Indiana, and this week I'll be in Kokomo and later on in Greenfield and down in Olytic by Bedford, and I'll be all over the state during my Halloween season. I've had the opportunity, Irvington Halloween Festival.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's a big one.
That's a very big one.
That's October 25th in Irvington. All week long they have their Halloween festival going on. I'll be there on the 25th on Saturday for their parade and for their grandstand. But one of my greatest things that I enjoy about going out to my live appearances is seeing the faces of the 50-year-old men that come up many times with their large, mature bellies and their full faces of wolf, werewolf type of fur on their heads. They come up to me and they start explaining to their children or their grandchildren, in the case of Jess's children, explaining to them what Sammy Terry meant to them growing up. And I get to look into the eyes of these 50-year-old men, and I see the reel start to play. I see the memories come back. And as Jess said, hiding underneath the covers or behind the couch, knowing that Sammy Terry and the monsters were right there with them, I watch him dissolve that 50-year-old frame into the 10-year-old boy that he once was.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness! Well, when I was a kid, I watched Sammy Terry. I grew up in Central Ohio, so we did get Channel 4 every now and then. We had one of the big at that time TV antennas way up on a pole up on top of the top of the house. So we got Channel 4. So it's not that far away. But then there was Chiller Theater on Channel 10, but they didn't have a host. They just had a spooky announcer.
Oh yeah.
But I don't know if he had a. I don't remember him having a voice. I mean, a character or a costume or how he presented himself. And then Flippo the Clown would host cartoons every afternoon, Monday through Friday, from 4:30 till 6. That was my show. I like Flippo.
Well, we had a Flippo the Clown type, except ours was a cowboy.
Oh, that's right.
Cowboy Boob is a very good friend of mine.
Now, Sammy, isn't that Cowboy Bob? I think that might be Cowboy Bob.
Most people call him Cowboy Bob. Sammy Terry is the only one allowed to call him Cowboy Boob.
Right.
You see, during the 1980s, Cowboy Bob was actually the director of the Sammy Terry film.
Oh.
I didn't know that.
He did a lot of the engineering tasks and the production as well as directing there at WTTV.
Mm-hmm.
So he was the one who actually typed in typed in the actual words Cowboy Boob for the very first time.
Oh.
And it isn't so much boob, it's more boo.
Right.
Oh, okay. Oh, I see. Now, what about Janie? Sammy, did you have a special name for Janie? She was a cartoon host, right?
She was a morning cartoon host.
Right.
Janie and I have always had a good relationship. In fact, one of the very biggest rumors that have always been in the rumor mills is that Sammy Terry was married to Janie.
Did you ever hear this?
No.
Growing up here?
Is that true?
Is that true?
Horrors, no! You see, Sammy Terry has never found anyone handsome enough to match my beautiful countenance.
Oh, okay. All right. There you go.
There you go.
And then we had, in Central Ohio, he was called Fritz the Night Owl.
Yeah?
And he was actually a jazz disc jockey who worked in Columbus. And all he did, he had a beautiful voice. His name was Fritz Pierenboom.
Really?
And he wore these big, huge they looked like owl glasses, mm-hmm. and he would, the deal was he lived at the top of the broadcast tower of Channel 10.
Really?
And he would show movies every night of the week. That was Monday through Friday, and then Friday, of course, would be the scary movies. So, but this, what is it about, I don't know if you can talk about the psychology of what is it about people that we like to be scared, and we like to watch scary movies, and we like to see Sammy Terry on the television screen.
Uh-huh.
You know, like you said, you like to scare your kids, and it teaches them that it's okay to be scared, but they're still safe or something, maybe?
Yeah, but then when they scare me, I like,
no, when you scare,
scream.
And Sammy, you don't know this, and be careful with this one. If you scare her, her initial response is to punch.
I think that's the case with a lot of people.
Yeah, she
you're angry. It's immediate.
It's a reflex.
Yeah.
It's just, bang!
Mm-hmm.
Well,
yeah.
Of all of the people that come up and meet Sammy Terry at my live events, sometimes their first reaction is to piddle, not to punch.
I can't believe I have something in common with Sammy Terry. I always say piddle.
Always.
Instead of pee or piss or anything. Sorry, Sammy, I didn't mean to say piss. I feel like I can't curse around Sammy Terry.
No, because for me, it's like
right?
a grown-up. It's like a teacher, actually. Yeah.
That is, you're right.
It is. It's kind of like a teacher. Like, you have a tremendous amount of respect for somebody that, you know, you grew up with, whether we have a personal relationship or not. It's the same thing, I'm sure, that happens with you in radio, except
we're very close to actually having a John Landecker, who used to work at WLS
yeah.
in
yeah,
Chicago,
yeah, yeah.
Very close to having him on the Bob and Tom show, and really close to having him on the podcast because he has a new book out.
Right.
And he is my disc jockey hero.
Right.
And
you just, you don't know what you'll do. Yeah.
I don't know what I do. I mean, yeah. out of respect, he was doing things, and I learned so much from him. It really made me happy to listen to him. And at that time, there wasn't a lot of happiness to go around. So
right.
that was very cool, you know?
I think that, and did Sammy Terry create what he did? You know what I mean? Like, that was there someone before you that inspired you?
So,
or, I mean, did you create the horror film host position?
Well, all of the horror hosts came out about the same time because
okay.
they were all brought about when that shock package was released nationally.
Okay.
So almost every market had their own creature feature type of host.
Okay.
Many of them stuck around, like the ones you've mentioned,
mm-hmm.
but most of them dissolved, or they never had a horror host, just an announcer.
Mm-hmm.
So the only influence that I had to create for television were the old radio hosts,
mm-hmm.
such as the Suspense radio shows or Fright Night radio shows,
mm-hmm.
to be able to take what they said in the audio form and turn it into something visual.
Mm-hmm.
So many people were always confused as to exactly what type of accoutrements there were in the Sammy Terry dungeon. I have had my rocking chair, which rocks side to side rather than forward and back.
Do you remember?
Okay. Yeah, oh yeah.
And of course, the only way to keep my dungeon as dirty and dusty as I like is to have my lifelong fiend with me, my best friend, George.
The spider. George the spider, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Shake it.
George is always asked about. In fact, when I was in Hope, Indiana last weekend, the number one question when I was on stage is, where is George? And he was lucky enough to be able to travel with me, and the people were able to meet George.
Oh, that's nice.
Because unfortunately, George recently broke up with his girlfriend.
Oh, no.
Yes, she was a very nice Black Widow spider. And if you know anything about Black Widow spiders, when you elect to ruin that relationship, you best move out of town quickly. So George traveled with me.
That's true. Well, what was his, was Sammy's influence for the costume? Was it just, I mean, how did that start? There was a cape there? Did he have a drawing in mind? Or?
As I mentioned earlier, all of this was put together in about 60 days. And what some people don't realize is that back then we didn't have the internet, so we had no artwork whatsoever to work with for the promos. And so literally Bob Carter went down to the Indiana State Library downtown Indianapolis, opened up the dictionaries and encyclopedias, and with an X-Acto knife, cut out pictures from library books of Dracula and Bela Lugosi and Frankenstein monster to have artwork to promote the upcoming television series.
No kidding.
So having to scramble together all of those elements, there wasn't much time for character development and all.
Right.
So the very first broadcast, I was rather embarrassed to say that I was simply composed of a windbreaker put on backwards, a scant amount of clown white makeup, and I had my long cigarette stick, and that was virtually it as I sat on the floor underneath a coffee table.
Wow.
For the very first broadcast of Sammy Terry and that long cancer stick I did away with in the 1980s when all of the anti-smoking literature came out.
Mm-hmm.
But before then, I was very, very against giving it up. You see, I felt I already had done my part for anti-smoking because as my doctor told me I needed to stay away from smoking, I figured my long 18-inch cigarette stick was about as far away from smoking as I could get.
So when did this Sammy Terry find out this legend? Was the initial Sammy Terry, is this passed down? Is there a book, The Legend of Sammy Terry? Are any of these videos, the initial programs, exist? That first one especially, or?
Very little vintage Sammy Terry is available. I have probably 56 or 57 episodes, which is the most that anyone's been able to put together of original Sammy Terry content, all recorded either off of Betamax or the old VHS type of recordings. But during the years, Channel 4 had been bought and sold by so many different broadcast companies that each time they had to do away with all of the old films to make sure that they didn't step on anybody's copyright.
Sure.
Oh,
my gosh.
So very little exists today of the vintage Sammy Terry, but what is available is being released on DVD from the Sammy Terry Classic Movie DVD Library, available on www.SammyTerryNightmares.com.
SammyTerryNightmares.com. And Sammy Terry is SammyTerry.
Mm-hmm.
Nightmares is...
Plural.
Nightmares.
Because we don't want to give Jess just one. We want them to linger. We want them to be locked into her subconscious.
That's so
cool. So when Sammy Terry has been, you've been doing annual Halloween shows.
Will we see you on TV anymore?
How long?
Correct. I will be back on WTTV Channel 4, just like always, Halloween night at 10 p.m. I'll be hosting the 1979 Amityville Horror.
With James Brolin and Margot Kidder?
Exactly.
Oh, yeah.
Brolin and Margot Kidder. And then, as a extra feature, that goes from 10 until midnight. From midnight until 2 a.m., I'll be hosting the Amityville Horror remake from 2005.
Oh,
therefore,
goodness.
You'll get to see how they've slaughtered the movie.
I always like to watch the first one with James Brolin and Margot Kidder and make believe Margot Kidder is Barbara Streisand and make believe that's James Brolin's home life at Amityville Horror.
See, that's not nice.
Is that not nice? Well,
no.
Maybe they're happy. Who knows what goes on between those two people?
Exactly.
That's exactly right.
Exactly. Well, now I'm excited that I get to introduce my kids to Sammy Terry on Halloween night.
When did the weekly Sammy Terry end and just the annual Halloween shows begin?
1989.
Okay.
Channel 4 ended the contract with Robert Carter in 1989 and then had periodic specials between then and now. And of course, now with all of the extra interest in horror genre as a whole, and of course, The Walking Dead has been a very big uptake in the interest into zombies and those who are undead, that the interest for Sammy has been at an all-time high.
Oh,
therefore, I'm hoping that perhaps all of the millions of people listening to our podcast today contact WTTV Channel 4 and Tribune Broadcasting and tell them that you demand and Sammy Terry back on television more regular basis.
I would
love to meet more of the new generations coming up.
That would be really cool if we could get that rolling. Wouldn't that be great?
That would be great. I'm just, I am, I, You're going to be in Irvington. You're going to be in Greenfield.
I might follow you around.
I'm somewhere in the middle there. So
yeah,
I'm
could zip right over there. Yeah.
Yeah.
And on October 12th, I'll be at the Three Wise Men Brewery in Broad Ripple.
Oh, okay.
Hosting the season premiere of Walking Dead Season 5.
Wow.
No kidding.
That's true.
Well, Sammy, you're everywhere.
I'll be everywhere. I'll be in Kokomo this Friday. In fact, tomorrow. I'll be in Kokomo on October 3rd. October 11th, back in Kokomo for the mayor's masquerade ball. Mm-hmm. And then on the 12th at the Three Wise Men's Brewery in Broad Ripple. And then we'll be in Greenfield on Halloween night late for the post-trick-or-treating party. I'll be in Olytic on the 25th, and there's several more, including the Irvington Halloween Festival on the 25th as well.
Has Sammy Terry ever opened his door at Halloween as Sammy Terry and given out candy? Does Sammy Terry give out candy on Halloween?
Oh, Sammy Terry's always busy. You see, Halloween is my birthday.
Oh, okay.
And I'm so glad that they structured a Halloween holiday specifically around my birthday. So I'm usually having some kind of a party where we're eating eyeballs and lady fingers and, of course, enjoying my typo cocktail.
Now, when was the decision made for Sammy Terry to continue on? Was that a conversation that Sammy Terry had with this Sammy Terry, or how did that work out?
Robert Carter, my creator, always held me very close to his heart.
Oh, I bet he did. Yeah.
And very rarely ever experienced any need or desire to pass him along. However, about 6 years ago, his son, Mark Carter, went down to Brownstown, Indiana, as a favor to a longtime fiend of Sammy to display some of the iconic relics from the early Sammy Terry show. And in a small town of Brownstown, Indiana, of about 3,000 people, we had over 500 people show up to meet him.
Wow.
Taking that story back to Robert, Robert realized the importance that Sammy Terry and Hoosier heritage plays to Indiana.
Absolutely.
And at that time asked his son to carry on the legacy of Sammy Terry. So I was reincarnated into another generation to share with the next generations of Hoosiers, such as Jess's children, all of the happy, fun horror that can be said and done.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when the first time Jess and I met Sammy, we were at Indie PopCon, and he was Sammy.
I was
just a few months ago.
Yeah, caught me off guard.
Caught you off guard, and she was alarmed at that time as well. But and you said that Sammy Terry, the wardrobe continues. You still have many of the same capes and all that sort of thing.
Sammy Terry, my wardrobe hasn't changed in centuries. Absolutely. In fact, my dungeon, my coffin, of course, George is still hanging around everywhere. Everything is authentic and original, and that's the way it will always be, for I'll never want to disregard anyone's early memories. I think sometimes that's the fear that some people have, that many times in life, like going back to your playground from elementary school, where the slide seems so much smaller than it did back then.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when they meet Sammy Terry today, they realize that it's the same Sammy Terry they knew 30 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when I get the delight of watching that reel in their eyes play back those early memories, those shocking, horrible times that were full of fun.
Yeah.
And whether life was hard at that time or whether it was easy, they know they survived. And that's what makes today so much more fun.
Well, I feel like we've had a very special episode of the Off the Air podcast. We've all learned something from Sammy Terry.
Yeah.
My goodness. So Sammy Terry Nightmares is the website, and Sammy is available all year long for any sort of function that you might have?
Oh, absolutely. My dungeon is always open to people who choose to wander in. And yes, on the SammyTerryNightmares.com website, they can look at all of the events that Sammy's involved with throughout the year, as well as you'll want to make sure to let all of your listeners know to like the Sammy Terry fan page on Facebook.
Ooh.
That's where they'll get the regular updates and all of the extra content that I provide.
Well, Jess, it's been Sammy Terry on the show.
I know. This is a big one for me. This is top 10 easy.
I just hope we can do something about getting Sammy on a weekly basis.
I think so. And are you in any like Indiana Broadcasting Hall of Fame? Does that exist?
I mean, because everyone, you're a Hoosier, it's basketball, IU, Purdue, it's the Colts, it's the track, it's Sammy Terry's in there.
Absolutely.
Cowboy Bob and Janie are in there, but this is all part of our roots, our foundation, down there in the ground. Sammy, you like being in the ground, right? There you go.
Absolutely. Consistently chilling.
Yeah.
And yes, Sammy Terry is a Hoosier icon.
Okay.
When people associate Channel 4, mm-hmm. Sammy Terry is the name that comes up most mm-hmm. often when people reference Channel 4.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, in fact, last year, Robert Carter, for him being the creator of Sammy Terry, was entered into the Pioneers of Broadcasting Hall of Fame.
Good. That's good. That's great.
And of course, Sammy Terry is indeed America's longest running television horror host, and I am in the Horror Host Hall of Fame.
There you go.
I didn't know that either.
So yes, though the accomplishments and the credentials are immense, Jess, you should come to my dungeon and see my trophy case.
I'm good.
You might even want to stay a while.
I'm good.
Oh my goodness. All right. Well, now who? I'm sure many people shook the spider, but who helped George when he was on the Sammy Terry show? Was that anybody famous? Like you said, Cowboy Bob was one of the directors, I guess. So anybody else?
That's true. George is famous in and of himself.
Sure.
And occasionally, George, like most old creatures, will need a little bit of help shaking it up and down the staircase.
Right, sure.
But generally, anyone was able to help George.
See, that's what I'm aiming for. If Sammy ever has a weekly
You're going to help George out?
I'd like to go and hold George's hand. That would be something else.
There you go.
We could go out there and watch the show. We've got to do this. I'm sure Channel 4 has a... you can get to them on the internet.
Things are getting ready to change at Channel 4.
Right. And so there's never been a better time during the during all this structure and everything.
It is. That's true, though. You know, when you say Channel 4 in Indiana, it's IU basketball and Sammy Terry. That's that's how it is.
That's it.
That's all it always has been.
It's part of being in Indiana, for gosh sakes.
Mm-hmm. With Channel 4's announcement that they'll be the new CBS affiliate in Indianapolis, because it'll no longer be Wish Channel 8 as of January 1st, 2015. All of the news releases that went out in the newspapers and the online newspapers and articles all featured a picture of Sammy Terry. Even though that has nothing to do with CBS coming into Channel 4, it is Sammy Terry that is most familiar when people think about WTTV.
Mm-hmm.
It truly is.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Sammy, thank you for spending time with us today. We really do appreciate it. I know it's you have to get back into your dark place, I guess, or something.
Mm-hmm.
Can't be out in the light too long.
My dark place is my happy place.
All right. Thanks again, Sammy. SammyTerryNightmares.com.
That's correct. And like my Sammy Terry fan page on Facebook, come see me in the Irvington Halloween Festival on October 25th, as well as all the other places when you look at my Facebook fan page and my website that I'll be this October. And Chick and Jess, it's been my horrible pleasure with you today. And I want to wish you and all of your listeners many pleasant nightmares.